Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many analysts say the just-released government jobs report is more evidence the U.S. economy is slowing. Non-farm employers added 136,000 jobs last month compared to the around 145,000 analysts had forecast. And September's number is below the revised total of 168,000 new jobs in August. And analyst Daniel DiMartino Booth, who's CEO at Quill Intelligence, says the fact that the August number was revised downward is very telling.
We've had five straight months of negative revisions. One of the first things that I was taught at the Fed was three consecutive months of negative revisions signals an inflection point in the cycle. Six this morning. This is not a trend. This is a fact at this point.
She was speaking on CNBC. The unemployment rate, though, fell 0.2% to a 50-year low of 3.5%. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now. The nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
Violent crime falling in the United States for a second straight year. The FBI's just released 2018 Crime in the U.S. report, showing that the estimated number of violent crimes dropped by more than 3% from 2017. Attorney General William Barr giving credit to Project Safe Neighborhoods, which he says packs a powerful punch by combining advanced data with local leadership. Meanwhile, a mysterious vaping illness is on the rise in the United States.
The CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, reports more than 1,000 confirmed cases of vaping-related illness in 48 states and the U.S. Virgin Islands. At least 18 deaths confirmed in 15 states.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. People close to the negotiations in the General Motors strike say representatives of the automaker and the United Auto Workers Union are narrowing the gaps between their positions. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation taking issue with the judge who gave a Bible to convicted murderer Amber Geiger in a courtroom in Texas a few days ago. They say it violated the Constitution, and the foundation has now filed a complaint against that judge, Tammy Kemp, for giving the Bible to the former Dallas cop who'd been convicted of murdering her neighbor and moments before receiving the Bible from the judge had been sentenced to 10 years in prison. The National Retail Federation's reporting the U.S. economy is continuing to grow and consumer spending is still the primary engine behind that growth. And with a preview of the Christmas season, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Matthew Shea of the National Retail Federation says consumers are in good financial shape and retailers expect a strong Christmas season.
We're forecasting that 2019 holiday retail sales are going to grow between 3.8% and 4.2% compared to 2018. That works out to something in the range of approximately $27 billion to $730 billion for the season.
The National Retail Federation also expects online and other non-store sales to increase between 11 to 14% this Christmas. That's up to $166.9 billion. With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show and to listen live, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there, along with all our podcasts. It's our gift to you because we're givers. Download, enjoy it, share it with your friends and neighbors. Boy, I'll tell you, there was a we've started off with a powerful morning, having Joel Gilbert on to talk about the Trayvon Martin hoax, and we're going to continue the conversation with Professor and Dr. Wilford Riley, political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of the book Hate Crime Hoax. Professor, always good to have you in the house. How are you, sir?
Good, yeah, always good to be back.
So what do you make of what Joel Gilbert is presenting here?
Well, I watched the movie a couple days ago, and to me, the biggest point was the wild misrepresentation of the images of Trayvon Martin and especially George Zimmerman by the media.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just looking through the movie, George Zimmerman is obviously, not that this matters, a Hispanic guy. He's a brown-skinned guy. He's about the same skin color I am. I'm African-American. Mm-hmm. Bald head, mustache. He speaks Spanish. I mean, he, to the extent this means anything, looks Hispanic. Mm-hmm. And I think more to the point, more importantly, he's pretty clearly, and this is pretty well documented in the book, not a racist. I mean, he was an Obama voter, I believe, on a couple of occasions. He worked in and ran part of a mentoring program for young African-American men whose parents were in jail, I believe.
Yes.
One of the things that was most striking to me, I mean, as someone with a legal background, I've been familiar with the Sherman Ware case. This is a situation in South Florida where someone, a poor black man, I believe a homeless man, was pretty brutally beaten by the son of a popular police officer, and not much was done about this. And there was a large community rally in support of the victim. And according to the book, and according to some secondary sources I was able to dig up after reading this, George Zimmerman was one of the people who led that rally in support of this African-American guy who'd been attacked by someone affiliated with the police force. And when the Trayvon Martin shooting happened, the fight between Zimmerman and Martin, and then the discharge of that bullet, all of this was kind of completely swept under the rug. According to Gilbert, and according to a couple other things I read following Gilbert's book and following looking at the movie, just to verify individual points,
right.
And the presentation became very much, we're going to paint this guy, this Latino guy that just organized this civil rights rally, as a bigot. And how that was done to me was really, really remarkable. That to me was the most striking thing about the text in the movie, and then the follow-up that inspired. And there's a similar presentation of Trayvon Martin, of course. He too got an image.
Right, exactly. And the thing that I was extremely curious from the get-go, and you talk about red flags flying quick and high, that was when Zimmerman was characterized as a white Hispanic. I mean, you know, my mother laughed about it. I laughed at it, and I thought, whoa. But the deal was, for the narrative and for this racial divide that the mainstream media and Joel Gilbert maintains that the Democrats want to promote, that was the bullet that could fit their gun.
Yeah, I mean, no, I do think that, I mean, we're serious guys. There really is some actual science behind this that's pretty interesting. So, I mean, Hispanics, as I'm sure you know, being Bill Martinez, can be people of any race. I mean, so you can be a black Latino from Cuba, you can be a white Latino from Spain. But I will say, I've never previously heard a partisan Democrat in politics or the media refer to Hispanics or Latinos as anything but Hispanics or Latinos.
Right.
So, yeah, that definitely was one of the cues that George Zimmerman was a white Hispanic whose last name was Zimmerman. And for anyone that doesn't know this, the background is that his father was Caucasian, but his mother was Afro-Latino. He grew up speaking Spanish. But, the image there was, this is not a Latino anti-racist. This is something that we're going to make into a white racist. And I think Gilbert's absolutely correct in saying that. And there are a couple of situations that even prior to this book and this movie, a couple of incidents that people had pointed out here. For example, the 911 call with George Zimmerman. I mean, George Zimmerman is a neighborhood watch captain, right? And he gives a complex description of this guy that he's encountering.
Mm-hmm.
He says something along the lines of, he's black and he's wandering around. He looks confused. He may be on drugs. He's wearing a hoodie. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. It's raining. I don't know if a young man like this is up to any good. Mm-hmm. And the cut of that from mainstream network news is literally something along the lines of, he's black and he's not up to any good.
Right. Well, and because the thing is, the other thing you need to understand, what was happening in the community, right? It had been plagued by crime, and this is why you had a neighborhood watch captain and other volunteers within the community.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, if you do the background on this particular, so again, this all gets into the spin. This was regularly described in the media as a gated community. And the idea, and this impacted me until I found out a bit more about some of the details, is probably an upper middle class minority guy. But the idea was, if you're black, sort of, you're never safe. This black family moved into a gated community. They were successful. And this white man shot their son during a silly fistfight. Is there any hope for us? And that's all wildly inaccurate. I mean, this particular area did have a front gate, but it had a pretty substantially high crime rate in the book. And this area is mixed blacks, whites, Latinos. That didn't really matter. Very high crime rate.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, they describe some of the problems that the community had, such as pit bulls running around loose and so on, that you don't normally associate with quote unquote gated communities.
Right.
One of those issues was that there had been a string of burglaries in this area known as the residence, if I recall correctly. There'd been three home invasions. Mm-hmm. And one of them involved the Bertillon family, which two people that were friends of George Zimmerman. This was two houses down. And that's what inspired him, at the request of his wife, to get involved with Neighborhood Watch. So there'd been a string specifically of burglaries. And, yeah, if you unpack this, by the way, also, Trayvon Martin had been alleged on at least one occasion, which I believe was a school suspension, to have been in possession of burglary tools. I don't know what exactly that means. That could be anything from a screwdriver up to a professional set of lockpicks. But there is at least some suspicion that's going to occur when you see a young man walking around at 2 a.m. in the morning in an area that's had this series of home invasions. So the real story is, neither man acted perfectly, but you have a Hispanic left-wing guy who's running a local adjunct of the police force. He's out at 2 a.m., and he sees a guy walking around looking, quote-unquote, suspicious, and a fight or a conflict ensues between these two men. It's not white, right-wing Nazi Zimmerman tracks down Martin and shoots him for sport. Now, do you think the media really indulged in a lot of that?
Mm-hmm. At our expense. And at the expense of young blacks, because look at the impact that it had. I mean, I mentioned in the conversation with Joel, Professor, that how many people died as a result of the Trayvon Martin hoax afterwards. I mean, I remember clearly where one guy was quoted as saying, after he shot, it was a black man shooting a white man, said, "That's for Trayvon Martin."
That happened. That happened quite a few times. There's actually an entire, so this is kind of interesting. There's an entire Google map that's labeled Trayvon Martin Revenge Attacks.
Wow.
And it was put together by an anti-racist group of grad students. I happen to know this. There's no hostility toward blacks here. Mm-hmm. But the crazy thing about this is that you can't find this Google map by searching on Google, at least the first 10 pages of results. You have to go to Bing and search Trayvon Martin Revenge Attacks to find it. I don't know if that's intentional censorship on Google's part, but I suspect so. But there are about 600 of these responsive attacks where people at least cited Martin's name.
Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Wilfred Riley after this. Stay with us. It's 15 after.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The bond we share with our pets is undeniable. They fill us with love, comfort, and joy, and they deserve the same. As pet owners, we want to care for and protect our pets. Sadly, in homes where domestic violence occurs, pets are often victims too. Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. With less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allowing pets, too many lives remain at risk. Victims of domestic violence should never have to make a choice between their own safety and the safety of their loved ones, including pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that provide temporary shelter and veterinary care so people and pets can find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students, but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and saving. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students succeed by providing them with educational tools like better money habits and best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees and was one of the main reasons that Bank of America was named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
Let me tell you, if we're going to have a comeback, we've got to we've got to collide with the truth. I mean, and I say collide because we've been avoiding it, and this is going to be painful. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, because I call it the grief to happiness ratio. In order for us to get happy, we've got to get out of this grief part of the spectrum. And the grief is we're loaded down with all this misperception and these lies that we've been fed with for decades. And now we're starting to see the truth, but can we handle it? Are you ready for it? Whether it has to do with our culture, our government, you know, maybe our own families, maybe ourselves as well. But this is the opportunity, and hopefully, you know, Dr. Riley, this is all a lesson for us, that it doesn't take much to ignite, you know, the kind of hatred that has infected our culture and the kind of impact that this Trayvon hoax has had. Because, you know, the Trayvon hoax, as Joel Gilbert points out, gave way to Black Lives Matter, gave way to the Ferguson effect. You know, we saw what happened in Baltimore. I mean, it just ignited the country, you know, from coast to coast. And it just reinvigorated this narrative. And at a time when I know that it's rather... You know, it's grieving to other people of color that say, whoa, you know, I was hoping we'd get beyond this. But there clearly is this racial industrial complex, if you might call it that, that is benefiting from it. And they want to continue to fan the flames of discontent.
Racial industrial complex. With your permission, I may use it. I generally say continuing oppression narrative for a lot of the same groups. But one thing I will say is it actually does. If you look at the rate of military service for Americans of different racial groups and so on, it does actually take a fair amount to challenge our shared culture, whether that's based around patriotism or even around mutual events like the Super Bowl. But there are people that have such an interest in conflict, I think, that you frequently see narratives like this presented pretty wildly, pretty publicly. There was no attempt to minimize the Trayvon Martin story and what you might call the political left, the media, academia, so on. There was an extent to make it as big and as prominent a story as possible. And obviously, yes, that had impact in communities of color. I mean, if people think that warriors from, quote unquote, the other side are killing their young men, I mean, any normal person's going to have a violent response to that. The problem is that it's not true. Now, the document that we mentioned, I do want to make one correction. I said there had been 600 Trayvon Martin revenge attacks. It turns out there were under 100 slightly, but the document has 600,000 and views. That's simply the map of Trayvon Martin revenge attacks, but you have to go on Bing to find it. I mean, and they're all pretty similar. Blacks beat white man shouting, "This is for Trayvon Martin." White man killed by African Americans who posted pro-black Trayvon Martin views online immediately beforehand. That kind of thing. So yeah, I think that presenting the image that black people are being murdered at will, which simply is not true. Interracial crime in the United States is more than 70% black on white, causes a lot of perfectly normal African-American and to a lesser extent Latino citizens to think that this is a hostile enemy country. And I think that led directly into a lot of the phenomena that you're describing. I mean, immediately after Trayvon Martin, within a year or two, we saw Michael Brown. We saw the Ferguson riots. We saw the Baltimore riots, the Freddie Gray riots. And then we saw the Ferguson effect, which even Mr. Comey, who leaned toward the left, was a pretty good lawman at the time, said had gotten thousands of African Americans killed. I mean, as close as Black Lives Matter got a good number of black people killed. And that unfortunately is accurate, because this entire story is based on something that's not really true, which is that there's constant back and forth racial violence in this country. That's not true. Certainly it's not true from the white on black side.
From a political standpoint, Joel Gilbert says the Democrats are benefiting from this narrative. What say you?
Well, I don't think anyone's benefiting from it. I mean, if you're, so this is a weakness of American politics and business, by the way, still the best politics and business in the world. But we tend to look at that one quarter bottom line or at the next election. Long term, I obviously think that ripping away people's image of themselves as Americans is one of the stupidest and most negative things you can do.
Amen.
When you look at that kind of thing historically, that's how Yugoslavia collapsed I mean, Russia became a series of republics with names like the country of you and me, and I'm not sure about me. Rome fell. That's one of the big metaphors that sticks in my mind. But short term, yeah. This is an interesting point I do want to focus on, is because like most African Americans, I'm fairly socially conservative, but unlike most African Americans, I'll sometimes translate that into political conservatism. Mm-hmm. And what the Democrats have is a tough question. How do you take a group of people that is one of the most church-going populations in the United States, black Americans, Hispanic mm-hmm. Americans, certainly right. for that Catholic church,
right.
One of the more military service-affiliated populations in the United States, one of the more athletic populations in the United States, how do you take these people and make them support issues like, and I'm not mocking this, but full transgender equality?
Right.
The answer seems to be you keep invoking race.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden did this very famously with Mitt Romney, who's one of the most milquetoast, high-performing corporate executives you could ever think of. Man's not a bigot.
Right.
But Biden gave a speech where he famously said, if Mitt Romney gets into power, not Donald Trump, who wouldn't do it either, but Mitt Romney, he's going to put you all back in chains.
Right.
Yeah, and we
right.
both knew that quote immediately, one of the most famous political quotes past 20 years. What the hell? So that's how you keep the black community and two-thirds of the Hispanic community in the party, I believe. Yeah.
Right. Well, and how do you support a party that is killing your children?
Exactly right. Now, I mean, there are some ironic questions that you could flip that in terms of abortion or foreign war.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, 40% of the abortions are on black America and brought to you by the Democratic Party that says, and now they say, hey, look, at even after they're born, it's okay to give them comfort care and let them die. And, yeah, we don't have a problem with them selling your child's baby parts.
Yeah, no, I do think that a lot of these are questions that in a saner politics, adults can discuss. I mean, for example, is Plan B, in fact, a form of abortion? I mean, I think most people would have a position. I'm not going to get into that one today. But most people would have a position that's pretty normal and pretty defensible on that, as opposed to other sides just wrong. But if you want to play these political games, I mean, yeah, you could easily ask the question, why doesn't Black Lives Matter ever protest outside Planned Parenthood? I mean, the Democrats, I certainly don't think, are better on black futures than at least the saner wing of the GOP. No, I don't think that's the case. But the question is, have people been convinced by racial invective to support political ideas that they might not necessarily agree with? Yeah, and that line, it's hard to vote for someone who you think is killing your kids, is correct.
Right.
The poll recently.
Well, and Dr. Rada, I think after all is said and done, because we've got about 2 minutes left here,
okay.
is that our heart, yours and mine, as you and I have had several discussions, and I got to tell you, I count it a privilege to have gotten to know you a little bit more and have you on the show. I'm so grateful for your insight and balance here, is that you and I are in pursuit of bringing the races together to where we truly are, you know, realizing each other's highest calling, and in support of that, you know, where there is injustice, where, you know, things are not right, where, you know, maybe there's a bad police shooting or something that's clearly, I'm there. I am there. I don't care if it's black, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. I am there. I mean, we saw a situation here, and I thought it was quite touching. I mean, you couldn't help but weep. Over the conviction of this police officer that shot this young man. She was confused, whatever. I mean, however you want to see it. But anyway, she ends up killing this young man. And his brother is on the stand giving the impact report, victim impact report. And he asked the judge, he says, can I go and hug her?
Yeah.
And boy, I'll tell you, I don't know how you not watch that and weep. And what that young man did as an example of forgiveness is extraordinary.
Yeah, I think it was. Now, that the Geiger case, that was a real tough case. I mean, what a lot of people don't know is that her apartment was immediately below his apartment. They had the exact same floor plan. They had similar couches. So mm-hmm. I don't think there was any murderous intent there. I think she walked into the wrong apartment and shot the guy who was a young executive.
Yes.
But again, you can't walk into someone else's house and shoot a young executive. So, I mean, I think that case played out, you know, as well as it could in
yeah.
this tragic situation.
Well, we gotta leave it there. And, of course, look forward to having you back, Dr. Wilfred Riley, political science professor at Kentucky State University. Thank you, Wilfred. Appreciate it.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now. The nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many analysts say the just-released government jobs report is more evidence the U.S. economy is slowing. Non-farm employers added 136,000 jobs last month compared to the around 145,000 analysts had forecast. And September's number is below the revised total of 168,000 new jobs in August. And analyst Daniel DiMartino Booth, who's CEO at Quill Intelligence, says the fact that the August number was revised downward is very telling.
We've had five straight months of negative revisions. One of the first things that I was taught at the Fed was three consecutive months of negative revisions signals an inflection point in the cycle. Six this morning. This is not a trend. This is a fact at this point.
She was speaking on CNBC. The unemployment rate, though, fell 0.2% to a 50-year low of 3.5%. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you just like that. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. David DeFore is going to be joining us. He's back with us. He's the Vice President of Engineering with RepRoot Cybersecurity. And he is the reigning expert. And we need to hear from him because October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And we're going to be talking about phishing scams on the rise. Are you ready for that? Yeah, you probably already know that. Every year, millions of Americans fall victim to online scams and cybercrime, yet they project a false sense of confidence in their ability to protect themselves. Nearly four in five office workers think they can distinguish a phishing message from a genuine one, but fewer than half correctly ID phone calls as vulnerable to phishing attacks, and even fewer recognized app notifications, post-mail or video chat. To kick off National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, we have the cybersecurity expert in the house, David DeFore. He's here going to talk about the rising threat of online scams and educate us on how we can protect ourselves from the different types of scams that are out there. David, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Bill, I'm doing great, and it's wonderful to be back.
Well, phishing scams, boy, we know they're on the rise. I mean, between that and Russian brides, I'm pulverized every time I open up my computer. There's so many opportunities there, I'm telling you.
Oh, absolutely. You do have to be forever vigilant there, Bill. And we're seeing a huge increase with phishing. It's over 400% increase in the phishing sites that are out there that people are standing up to try to get your information. So it continues to be the number one issue in terms of someone trying to steal your information.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you say 5.3 million phishing URLs discovered just in July alone?
Yes. And so what that means is the cyber criminals are standing up websites and then sending out emails that direct you to those websites if you click the link. And then they're asking you for your username and password. And that really is what phishing is. It's someone trying to get your username and password to your bank account, to your social media site, maybe even to your company, so that they can get in and use that information to wreak havoc or steal money.
Exactly. What are some of the most common scams that we're seeing these days, David?
Again, it's that focus with phishing, and a lot of it is now really shifting. They're getting very good at playing on your trust, trying to get you to respond to something quickly because you're worried. Maybe it's an email that's come from your boss. They're pretending to be your boss. Or maybe it's a social media site or a dating site. Something that you want to respond to, and they're really playing to that psychological trust perspective to get you to click those links and enter information that you otherwise would be, cautious enough not to enter.
Yeah, exactly. What is it about phishing, in particular, that makes it so attractive to scammers?
Well, I guess in two words, it works. It's very easy, very simple for someone to send out millions of emails that maybe look like a bank or you know, even hundreds of emails that look like a specific company and get people to enter their information. But it's a numbers game. It's inexpensive for cyber criminals, and it just works.
Well, the thing that's amazing to me, David, is that they will use companies that are branded and that you are familiar with and you have comfort with. They'll use their logo. They present themselves, like they're there. You look at that's them that's trying to communicate with you. The URL might be off a little bit. You know, I've noticed is that sometimes because dealing in the media, I will get something and I notice, I go, whoa, wait a minute. That's not a familiar URL that would be associated with them.
That's exactly right. And things like that. That when you receive an email, if the grammar's a little bit off or the language isn't quite flowing like you would expect, these are all indicators. And as you say there, Bill, one of the things is that URL. If you're looking at it and it's not exactly, right, you really do want to question that email and be aware of it because they're getting very good. It is not very difficult to. It's called scraping, where you take the logos and the information from a website, create your own email that looks like that website, create your own website that looks like a company's website. Very easy to do, and you just got to be vigilant.
Yeah, and the thing, there's just something about us humanoids that we're just naturally vulnerable to that. I guess maybe our curiosity, that same curiosity that's killing a cat, is killing us and making us easy prey for these fishers, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. And, I was in the Air Force 30 years ago, and one of the first things they taught us was social engineering is the number one way to penetrate a computer system. And today, here we are, that's still the number one way. It's that trying to get a user to give you information. That's the easiest way to hack any computer system.
Mm-hmm. And, the thing that I find, this is interesting because it reminds me of a story. When I was working for a radio station in Bakersfield, California, had an opportunity to play against the Harlem Globetrotters, right? And I love basketball, and I'm not tall. If I'd have been close to 6 foot, I'd have died trying to get into the NBA because I love basketball so much. But anyway, so here I am. I'm playing against the Harlem Globetrotters, and the thing that was amazing to me was the sixth sense of the game that they had. It was unbelievable. They had people who were basketball players. I mean, yeah, okay, high school, college and that. But they had the ability that was just like just another sense just above them to make them do things that were goofy. And I see that with these people that are so good at fishing is that they understand human nature. And they really have developed this into an art form. So it's like we're competing against somebody that has a 10-degree black belt, and we're basically, still at the brown belt level or so,
That's a great analogy because you're absolutely right. These cyber criminals have become experts at playing on your fears, playing on even that trust issue, or playing on your desires in terms of, you know, trying to pretend there may be a social media site or a dating site where you know people go to look for happiness. They're taking advantage of all of that psychological component. And so you do have to pay attention to what's coming through because they are experts at this.
Without a doubt. David, I'm disappointed. You didn't even ask me if I scored against them.
Oh.
You know? Yes, I did. Yes, I did, only because they let me.
Well, I was going to wonder, Bill, I was curious if you won the game or not. I didn't know.
No, we're like the generals, you know. We're just cannon fodder, you know that. But, hey, I was excited. I could, you know, I scored a couple buckets, but I'm telling you, only because they let me. So getting back to the scam here, so what happens, you know, hey, look, at you fall victim to a scam, you got caught, so what do?
Well, you know, the number one thing to do, Bill, and this is going to surprise you, I think, change your password. In the survey we did, 32% of people, after they had been, scammed or fallen victim to an attack like this, did not change their password. That's the absolute number one thing you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two would be if it's a bank or your work, you need to notify the IT folks there and just tell them, hey, this happened, so they can put precautions in place to protect you.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't want to be like, some of these politicos that use and come up with creative passwords, too. You know, if you're like one of those politicos that uses his password as your password, you got to get a little bit smarter than that. Right, David?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. And I know it's hard, and we say this over and over and over, but you do need a complicated password with lowercase, uppercase, numbers, and symbols as best you can, because keeping that password secure and complicated is the number one way to protect your account.
David, I think the last time we talked, you recommended like something that was endemic to yourself, a little bit of story or something, maybe like half a sentence that only you would know. And I thought that was a great idea in terms of coming up with ideas for passwords, because we think passwords, we think something really simple, you know, that a short number of letters and that sort of thing and some characters. But if there's a little bit of a storyline like, you know, hey, I love Christmas. I mean, you know, makes it a little bit more complicated, right?
That's exactly right. And I think people still think about keeping passwords short but complicated, where a longer phrase, because most of the time folks give you a lot of room to enter a password, a longer phrase, but again, put some punctuation in there, maybe some numbers, so it's complicated. That's really the key that you can remember.
Well, David DeFore, where do they go for more information?
You know, you can, as always, go to webroot.com/blog. We have information about preventing phishing scams, you know, protecting yourself, along with lots of other things to help you when you're online.
Vice President of Engineering at Webroot Cybersecurity, David DeFore. I'm Bill Martinez Live. David, thank you. Great stuff here. Appreciate it.
Great being here again, Bill.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is
uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
There's no high
You know, don't you have those moments where you just want to ask God, can this be the best day ever? Huh? You know, and I'm with you on it. You know, why not? Let's make this the best day ever. And the Father is ever listening to, you know, fulfill the promises and purposes that he has for each one of us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Proud to have Jim Daly, the president of Focus on the Family, with us. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be with you.
Hey, I'll tell you, I am so excited. Yesterday, Bring Your Bible to School, this was an annual event that Focus the Family has been leading the charge on. Bring it, live it, share it. And that's what they did. They brought it there, living it, and they shared it, didn't they?
They really did. I think we're estimating right now probably the record number, 670,000 kids participating yesterday. We're still tallying that, but that's what it looks like. It'll be north of the 500, 600,000 we had last year and growing. And I think it's a great indication that when kids know what their rights are and they're not bullied by actually school administrators, we did have some of those cases yesterday. You know, the kids will or their parents will let us know how the day went. And we had people, man, one story, we had a mother of an autistic child who sent a Bible to school with the child. They got a note back that yesterday at the end of school from the teacher saying, Bibles are not allowed in school.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill, this is part of the problem. The school administrators and the teachers, the best case scenario is they're ignorant of what the students' rights are. Worst case scenario is they just, blow right by the law and don't allow kids to bring their Bibles.
Well, this is why it's so important, the work that Focus is doing and radio shows like ours, Jim, that we're out there, you know, letting people know what the truth is. I mean, in a sense, this was a freedom day for expression of religion. And, you know, some of the schools got, you know, again, further educated to understand that it is legal for the students to bring their Bibles to school. I think it's quite ironic. It's okay for them to bring to school as long as the teachers aren't participating, but yet if it's a climate march, the teachers can participate and take the kids out of school for that.
Yeah, we caught that. That came across my desk the other day where, you know, the media, New York Times, supported teachers and administrators allowing, I think it was 1.1 million students across the country walking out of class to embrace Climate Day. And, you know, okay, that's fine. They get that. And yet when kids want to exercise the most fundamental freedom of the Founding Fathers in the Constitution, freedom to express your faith, they don't want to participate. And, you know, I would only say to those on the left, if you look at it, the ACLU for decades now has fought for people to express their freedoms, sometimes in ways that we don't think are appropriate.
Right.
But they've done it. They attack schools. They threaten schools with lawsuits. And in this case, on the Christian side, we're just saying, hey, this is a God-given, founding father written constitutional right for these kids to do this. And for teachers, what really grieves me, Bill, is when a teacher or principal, and we get that report back from the parent or the student, took the Bible, confiscated it. I'm thinking to myself, my goodness, are we living in a communist country? They don't even get the fact that they are absolutely within their rights to do this.
Exactly. Well, this is all a learning opportunity for all of us to realize, first of all, the battle that goes on. This is no big surprise. We were told this is going to happen. We would come into that time and season when left is right, right is left, up is down, sweet, sour, you know, that which is good is evil, evil is good. I mean, we're right in the middle of it, aren't we?
We really are. I love this one woman, though. She says, I'm no Christian, but my daughter will be taking her great-grandmother's Bible, the 1898 Bible, to school on October 3rd to support the small number of openly Christian friends that she has so that they won't be persecuted for doing what they believe in. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
Non-believer.
And I love I love stories like that. That is so cool. You know, and I saw the video. You got to support Drew Brees. We did as well when we heard the way he was attacked for supporting Bring Your Bible to School Day. And what a great opportunity. Got a Drew Brees jersey and everything out of it, huh?
Well, it was fun. But, you know, on the one side, it's great that, you know, what we're for is what's important. We're for everybody. We're not anti-anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And when they tar and feather you like that, that's really the art of the shakedown. They have crafted or perfected the mafioso neighborhood shakedown. You got to pay us a little bit, you know, to protect.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. And they went after Drew Brees and say, how could you work with this hate group, this bigoted group? And we're going, who are they talking about? I mean, just because we believe in the definition of marriage as the Bible declares it, we're not mean-spirited toward anybody. I have several gay friends that I talk to and I'm engaged with on different issues. Even that one, I called them to talk with them about what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just a mischaracterization of people, and they try to shake you down. They wanted Drew Brees to pull that support. Thank the Lord he didn't. He stuck with it.
Exactly.
But that's what they do. They intimidate those people that are trying to help kids bring a Bible to school.
Right.
You really want to go after Drew Brees for supporting that? Good luck.
Exactly. Well, welcome to the cancel culture. You know, I've been speaking in terms of the spirit of invalidation that has been running wild. And, you know, what are we guilty of? We're guilty of their highest calling. I mean, we're echoing that which God has told us and said to Caleb back in, I say Caleb, to Cain, back in Genesis, if you do right, will it not go well for you?
Well, there's the point, and here's the battle in the culture. For those of us that believe in a Judeo-Christian worldview, that we believe the Bible has a lot to say about how we live our lives,
mm-hmm.
with the understanding that God gives everybody the right to choose this day, you know, good or evil. So he's giving us the choice. But for us, we're saying teaching kids morality, teaching kids how to live their life in such a way that blessings flow. For some reason, the left and those that oppose God, you know, believe that we'd rather have our kids high on drugs. We'd rather have our kids with spreading STDs and everything else. And we're sitting there going, wow, why do we have to accept that? Kids do not have to live in that kind of mire and darkness.
Right.
And it is the Word of God that brings light to them. I was a 15-year-old through Fellowship of Christian Athletes when I accepted Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So football in school became the conduit in which God got a hold of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I do not understand why the ACLU and others on the left, when it comes to freedom, are so fearful that kids might embrace God. It kept me out of a lot of dark alleys.
As it did for all of us. We have similar testimonies. You know, like the blind man, we don't quite understand it. All we know, we were, and now we are, because of God's grace. Amazing, too, the empirical evidence, Jim, is so clear. As you say, we've been given a choice, and the educational system made a choice to walk away from the Ten Commandments in the mid-60s. Look at what's happened to the educational system since that period of time. It's clear.
It's absolutely clear, and the fact that they don't recognize it to me shows the hand of what they're trying to do, which is to de-God from school, from public square, any kind of person who believes in Jesus, certainly.
Amen.
But that's me is the big issue that we're fighting, Bill, is
right.
That, you know, for us, it's freedom.
Yeah.
Really, intellectual Christians, those people that I find that are rigorous about their faith, etc., there's no intimidation to get into public square and talk about our faith. And why do they have to try to keep us quiet? Are they afraid that if we share truth with people, if these 14-year-old kids take their Bible to school and actually talk to the other kids about what it means to be a Christian, are they that afraid that it's going to, oh my gosh, they're going to give their heart to God, and then all hell is going to break loose? I mean, is that crazy?
Yeah.
You'd rather have them high
right.
than sleeping with each other so we can send them to our partners, Planned Parenthood. That's
well,
the reality.
Memo to the culture. Hell has broken loose. It is loose right now. This is for the reason for the chaos is we've disengaged our anchorings, our moorings of morality and the truth. This is why we have the chaos we have in the culture today, Jim. I'm firmly convinced.
I am too. And here's the caveat. You know, if you're deeply committed to Christ, you have to do it as a happy warrior. Love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, mercy, self-control. Those are our attributes. We don't, if someone hits us on the cheek, we don't return that. And that's why I'm so proud of all these kids. 670,000 kids
wow.
yesterday. There's not one story of an act of violence or anything else.
Standing up for freedom for religion. Jim, a couple minutes left, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about Live Your Faith Initiative. Tell us about that, please.
Well, that's something born out of this for these kids that are participating to help them deepen their experience with Christ, their life with Christ. And it's more of a year-long commitment to reading the Word and expressing it to your friends, etc. So it's not just a one-day thing, but that it is something that the kids embrace year-round. And that's the goal, live your faith. You know, that we want to encourage kids. You know, so often in this culture where we don't grow up until we're 30, we forget that, you know, back in the day, I love kids love
right.
that. My own
yeah.
kids love when I say that. But,
yeah.
you know, when you're 14 in 1780, you spoke three languages, Greek and Latin, and you passed the their version of the SAT at fourth grade.
Yes.
And, you know,
they didn't have to have parents with a lot of money to buy their way into college, right?
Right. And I don't think the vegetables were better back then or meat was different. I think our diets were pretty similar, and meaning we can still think and think deeply. And certainly teenagers have the capacity to think far deeper than we're allowing them to today. And I want to challenge those kids through Live Your Faith to learn and to think deeply about these big questions in our culture right now. What is truth? And what is the role of government? And what is the role of the church? And where do we go from here? And how do we become a light on a hill? And how do we engage the poor? How do we help those that are downtrodden? That's a clarion call, and we as the Christians, especially Christian, conservative Christians, we've got to embrace a holistic approach to the Spirit of God and what He wants to accomplish in culture. It's not just squawking at people. We've
right.
got to roll up our sleeves, do the hard work, get in foster care, adopt these kids so much, you know, help our marriages to be as strong as they can be. But we're on it every day here at Focus on the Family, and I'm proud to be doing it.
Well, Jim, congratulations to you and the team there at Focus on the Family. What a legacy and example that you have laid out for us, and as you've been leading this culture, and we thank you so much for all that you give us. Thank you, Jim Daly. Appreciate
thank you,
it.
Bill.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens
wants to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com. Anytime.